हरे कृष्णा, आई बी स्पीकिंग अबाउट रघुपति उपाध्याय. श्री रघुपति उपाध्याय वॉज अ ब्राह्मण हु ओरिजिनेटेड फ्रॉम द रीजन ऑफ मिथिला. ही वॉज बॉर्न इन तिरहुट इन द सीतामढ़ी सब डिविजन ऑफ दरभंगा डिस्ट्रिक्ट इन बिहार स्टेट. तिरहुट और तिरहुटा वॉज ऑल्सो द नेम फॉर अ किंगडम विच इंक्लूडेड द फोर मॉडर्न डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ दरभंगा, सीतामढ़ी, मुजफ्फरपुर एंड चंपारण इन नॉर्थ वेस्टर्न बिहार. परमानंदपुरी ऑल्सो क्लेम फ्रॉम तिरहुट. वाइल महाप्रभु हर्ड रघुपति उपाध्याय's verses, he became overwhelmed with feelings of ecstatic love. Srila Rupa Goswami later included several of these verses in his Padyavali. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has recounted the meeting of Raghupati with the Lord in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 19. This meeting took place when Mahaprabhu was in Prayag and had gone to visit Vallabhacharya in Areli. At that time, Raghupati Upadhyay arrived there. He was from Tiruhatti, a district, a learned scholar, a Vaishnav and a gentleman. He offered his respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Lord blessed him, saying, "May you always remember Krishna." As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.19.92-3. When Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati to speak to him about Krishna, Raghupati recited a verse of his own composition. Shrutim apare smritim itare bharatam anye bhajantu bhavabhita aham iha nandam vande yashalinda param brahma. Let those afraid of material existence worship the Vedas and Upanishads, the Smritis and Puranas, or the Mahabharata, as they wish. I, on the other hand, shall simply worship Maharaj Nanda, in whose courtyards plays the supreme truth, as in the Padyavali 126. Mahaprabhu was ecstatic upon hearing this beautiful verse and asked to hear more. Raghupati acquiesced by reciting another verse he had written. Kam prati kathayitum ishe samprati ko pratitam ayatu gopati tanaya kuije gopa vadhuti vitam brahma. Whom dare I tell that the supreme truth is lusting after the cowherd's brides in the bushes by the banks of river Yamuna? And who will believe me when I say it? As in the Padyavali 98. As the Lord heard more and more of Raghupati's compositions, he went deeper and deeper into a trance of prema, demonstrating powerful ecstatic symptoms which made a great impression on the scholar, leading him to believe that Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. Mahaprabhu then asked Raghupati which of Krishna's many forms was the best. The scholar replied, "The Lord's blackish form is supreme." Mahaprabhu then asked, "Which abode of the Lord is the best?" Raghupati answered, "Mathura is the best city." In response to Mahaprabhu's question about Krishna's best age, he answered that it was his adolescence. And then to the question about the best among the rasas, Raghupati stated that the primary ras or the erotic mood was supreme. The complete verse is found in Padyavali 82. Shyamam eva param rupam puri madha puri vara vaya kesho rakam dheyam adya eva paro rasa. Mahaprabhu embraced Raghupati in his ecstasy and then began to dance. Vallabh Bhatt and all the members of his householders were astounded by Raghupati Upadhyay's great fortune. Excerpted from Sri Chaitanya, His Life and Associates by Srila Bhakti Vallabh Tirtha Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.